Hey yo, what's up? It's Wednesday, April 15, 2020. Previously, I say it was Thursday, April 15, 2020. But I'm human. I can make a human error, so it's just I got a mistake. Sorry, guys. It's Wednesday, April 15, 2020. Thank all y'all that's been, you know, giving me the opportunity to vent with y'all, let me speak my mind and stuff. I appreciate it. You know, all the good things, all the good feedback I've been getting. I appreciate it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I appreciate all the kind words everybody's been giving to me. So each one of them just try to make it a banger, just try to make it harder and harder. But today's topic is about messy people on a job site. And one thing I can't stand a messy motherfucker. Like, I cannot stand that. That shit is like a rash. That shit just make me itch, man. I don't know why do people like to be messy in a job site. Like, I don't, that shit is so crazy to me. Then it be like older people that be with all that mess and shit. And to me, if you messy, period, you just a miserable person. Like, come on now. I don't care who's sleeping with who. I don't care who you cool with. I don't care what you doing. It's like, I don't care what people do in their personal life. I don't give a fuck who fucking who, what you do. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't concern me. It doesn't pay my bills and stuff. But some people that have no life, they want to be so miserable and just be making rumors on people and just start up mess and shit because they just a miserable fuck. And their life is just fucking boring as hell, man. Like, look, if that motherfucker ain't paying your bills and shit, who cares what a person doing? They not hurting me. But people, they like to be all messy and miserable and stuff, man. Like, come on, man. Like, I don't care what a person do. You know, they like to start mess. You could just, a male and a female could just be talking to each other. Oh, they fucking each other because they talking to each other. You can't even talk to the opposite sex with people going fucking make a rumor that you fucking with somebody. Like, you, like, people are just, like, so evil these days. We live in a world where we live with a bunch of evil, miserable ass people, man, that just like to start mess and shit. And you know, like the old slang was, misery loves company and shit. And the worst thing about it, niggas are getting way fucking messier than females. You a whole man out here. Ain't no man should be messy, man. A man should be a man. Ain't no man should be having no girl, you know, like having no type of bitch ways and stuff. You're a whole man out here. I don't care what a person doing in their personal life. I don't care who you fucking, who you sleeping, what's your sexuality, you know, what you doing in your fucking personal life. That's your life. That's not my life. You know, I came there to work to make my money and bring my black ass home. You know what I'm saying? This ain't no fucking National Enquirer and shit. Fuck, this ain't no love and hip hop or jobs and stuff. That shit don't get that deep, man. Like, why are people being so messy? And I work at a place where it's like a big high school and shit. And I just think you be messy at certain days. That just symbolizes your ass is just a miserable ass fuck, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? That's just crazy, man. And sometimes you gotta blame the people. You know, talking, you know, you can't tell people what's going on in your home life and shit. Because behind closed doors, behind your back, they gonna talk about your business to the next motherfuckers. Then the crazy thing about it, you could tell somebody your business, they could make the story seem worse than it is and stuff. I've been around so long and shit, I know shit about people that I don't really want to know about. Like, I don't even want to know certain shit I know about people. Like, I don't even know them. Like, if motherfucker ain't paying your bills and shit, who gives a lovely fuck? Who gives a fuck what goes on? Like, I don't care. You know what I'm saying? But people, you know, they got lives. They living lives of, they got skeletons in their closet. So if I could talk about you bad and shit, that's going to make me feel better. That's just the type of world we live in, man. We live in a world where, you know, anything negative is always going to be a positive. And something that's positive is going to be a negative, which is totally just ridiculous. And, you know, it's just stupid to me and shit. Like, I don't want no shit about you, what you do in your personal life, man. That's why I want to fuck with certain people, man. Because, you know what I'm saying? You telling the people your business, man. They trying to acting like they going to be your counselor. But they spreading fucking rumors on you like they work for CNN and shit. You know, having a whole fucking round table discussion and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. I don't want to know nothing about your personal life. What you do in your closed doors, you do. But once you talk to people about what goes on in your life, just fucking, let's face the facts, people. We all grown, man. Like, just accept that if you talking crazy shit about your family, if a nigga beating you up, or you don't get along with this person, you just gotta take that out. That motherfuckers are gonna be talking about your ass. And don't get mad and be like, how this person know what's going on? Cause your fucking ass talking. Just shut the fuck up. Just go to work and work, man. You know, I only fuck with a few people. You know what I'm saying? I don't make friends like that. I don't friendly vibe like that, you know? I don't believe in all that friendly vibe type shit. Motherfucker smile on your face, then talk behind your back. Especially the motherfucker jealous of you. You know they gonna try to start some shit, man. Like, we grown, man. We in our 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s and shit. And y'all need to, like, stop all with all that messy shit, man. Everything in the world is about mess, negative, man. You do something good, this shit don't never get recognized. Soon as something bad, everybody fucking know. It's like, we live in a world where negativity is just symbolizes is some type of greatness to me, like messiness and all that shit. I don't like all that messy stuff. If I fuck with you, I fuck with you because I, you know what I'm saying? Because you gotta be a good person for me to fuck with you. You know, I just do not want people in my life that's just on some negative shit. I like chill people that, you know what I'm saying, they have common sense. You know, just chill people, man. I don't like all that messy shit, all that gossip shit, man. Come on now. Y'all need to, y'all, if y'all that messy, won't y'all do something with y'all messiness? Work for the shade room or some shit. Work for one of them messy websites and shit. You wanna be a worker and start messing shit. Man, come on now. Man, look, like I said before, I don't give a fuck what go on in people's life. What you do is what you do. I'm not paying your bills, so who gives a fuck what the motherfucker do? But, you know, misery loves company and shit. So, I don't think that shit cool. So, I had to vent on that shit. But it's gonna be my last one. Like I said, I gotta get some guests on here. So I'm gonna try my best, but I appreciate all the love, all the positive feedback and shit. I appreciate it to a T. So look, it's a Red Alpha Rush Show. Peace.